MIT Sloan Management Review Podcast, bringing you the best new management research and ideas. As companies search for ways to differentiate themselves with analytics, organizations are being challenged to step up their use of data and to do it in innovating ways. Three strategies for competitive advantage with analytics. Article briefing by Leslie Brokaw and read here by Matt Robert Williams. File under Data and Analytics. After several years of growth, the percentage of companies who believe they're seeing a competitive advantage from analytics has leveled off. In 2010, the number was 37%, in 2011, 58%, and in 2012, 67%. In 2013, the number was down slightly to 66%. That's one of the findings of new research by MIT Sloan Management Review and SAS into the use of data and analytics by organizations globally. The challenge is that as the number of companies using analytics increases, it is becoming harder for some companies to gain an edge. Analytics created significant competitive advantage in the beginning, says Douglas Haig, Chief Analytics Officer of Merchant Services at Bank of America. Over time, however, competitors build the same capabilities and the advantage erodes. The report notes that to find and sustain a competitive advantage with analytics, companies need to boost their data management skills and address a growing innovation challenge, as Haig puts it. Innovation with analytics is happening in parts of companies, but not necessarily extending across organizations. The report highlights three key strategies for finding competitive advantage with analytics. 1. Become a data provider as well as a data user. Many companies are modifying their business models to compile and sell data instead of just consuming it. New opportunities are driven by high demand across industry sectors for accurate and timely information. One example is Entravision Communications, a Spanish-language media company. After many years of paying for research, Entravision now compiles and sells insights into Latino consumption patterns through its spin-off, Luminar Insights. See MIT Sloan Management Review's in-depth case study of Luminar for the full story. 2. Nurture an analytics culture. Some people call culture the secret sauce for creating business value with analytics. Having an effective analytics culture translates into having more advanced data management processes, technologies and talent, and components such as integration of information management and business analytics into strategy and the sharing of data across functional silos of business units. And 3, ask the hard questions. Companies that are more sophisticated about using data, what the report calls the analytical innovators, are good at recognizing the need to push themselves by posing and answering 5 straightforward questions. These questions and answers can provide a smart roadmap for how to build analytics programs that will continually innovate. These questions are, is my organization open to new ideas that challenge current practice? Does my organization view data as a core asset? Is senior management driving the organization to become more data-driven and analytical? Is my organization using analytical insights to guide strategy? And are we willing to let analytics help challenge the way we do business? The report concludes that organizations that are successful with analytics invest in their analytical skills and technology to stay ahead of the curve. As importantly, they are open to new ways of thinking and will change the way they do business if they have to. Research for this year's report is based on results from a global survey of more than 2,000 business executives and personal interviews with over 30 senior managers. The full research report, The Analytics Mandate, is available online and downloadable as a PDF. This article draws from the global research report, The Analytics Mandate, by David Kieran, Pamela Kirk-Prentice, and Renee Boucher-Ferguson. The report was released in May 2014. And read here by Matt Robert Williams. To learn more or read the full version of this article, please visit sloanreview.mit.edu.